And now we continue with the Beatles' Long and Winding Road. I'm MG Kelly. For the White Album sessions, the Beatles went into the studio optimistically. But from the beginning, the mood was different. The atmosphere was filled with anger and friction. The Beatles' bubble was beginning to burst.
Of course, when the bubble did burst, about a year before the Beatles broke up, I suppose, you could say the seed was sown from very early on. I don't know, really. It just did. Friction came in, business things came in, relationships between each other. We were all looking for, like, people in our lives. Like, John had found Yoko. It made it very difficult. He wanted a very strong, intimate life with her. And at the same time, we'd always reserve the intimacy for the group.
Taping of the White Album, Yoko placed herself by the neck of John's guitar, cutting him off from the other Beatles. Her presence in the studio made for an awkwardness between the group.
So you were starting to find those kind of things were clashing, really, you know, with Yoko. You could understand he had to have time with her, but does he have to have that much time with her, you know, was the sort of feeling in the group. So these things just started to create immovable objects.
Who knows how long I've loved you? You when we're apart, and when
Near the end of the Beatles' stay with the Maharishi, John heard rumors about the Maharishi making advances toward women in the ashram. That caused Lennon to write a track called Maharishi, What Have You Done? You've Made a Fool of Everyone. After legal counseling advised him not to use the Maharishi's name in the song, he retitled the tune Sexy Sadie.
Sexy Sadie, what have you done?
George Harrison wrote several tracks for the White Album, but the bulk of the songs came from the creative talents of Lennon and McCartney.
It's all our own arrangements, but Paul and John write a song, bring it into the studio, and usually 9 times out of 10, Ringo and I haven't heard of the song before. We get in the studio and just try all different arrangements, and we all stick in a little bit here and there, you know.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night. Dark black night. singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Blackbird, a tune reportedly written after Paul read a newspaper article reporting on the race riots in the United States. When we continue, John writes a tribute to his mother, and George says it was his destiny to become a Beatle.
And the best part of the movie is when Simba, he's the Lion King, jumps in this big tree. And even my dad got excited. He got me a movie ticket from Kodak. And then this morning...
Wait a second. Kodak bought you a ticket to The Lion King?
Right. Buy 6 rolls of Kodak Gold film and Kodak will buy you a ticket to Disney's The Lion King soon in theaters. For details, see the display where you buy Kodak film.
Tell me that good part again.
First, you buy Kodak film. And then...
Hi, this is your house. I need some paint, and I want the good stuff. True Test Paint from True Value. They're having their 4-day paint sale during Memorial Day weekend. Now, True Test Weatherall House Paint starts at $11.98 a gallon, and their Easy Care Interior Paint starts at $10.98 a gallon. And if you bring in your stiff prehistoric paintbrush or roller when you buy the paint, you'll get a new True Test trim brush or roller cover free during True Value's 4-day paint sale.
True Value. Help is just around the corner.